Yes, well, hello once again, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I'll be with you, the Lord willing, this week, sharing from the Word of God. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord will show us this week as we look into the Word and the Scriptures here to get instruction and information from God out of the Bible. I'd like to begin reading here out of Acts chapter 17. I'm going to read two verses, 29 and 30. It says, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." And as I was looking through the Scriptures to just see what the Lord would have me to share with you this week, I wanted to focus a little bit about command. It's a word that we don't often use, but we see in Scripture from time to time. And I looked up the word command, and it says in the dictionary, it says to direct authoritatively and to order. So it is to direct with authority. And here we have a command here that I just read to you. God is commanding us, all men everywhere, to repent. And I wanted to just kind of take a look at some of those scriptures. Usually, when we think of command, I think many people that have been around church or the Bible, they would think immediately of the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments, I imagine that most of you could quote several of them, if not all of them. And I would like to read that and just get your mind thinking about the Ten Commandments that God has given to us. It's in the Old Testament. It's in Exodus. You can read it in a couple different places, but I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 20. And I'd like to just have you bear with me here a little bit, and we'll just read through. And in about 17 verses, we can get here what is commonly called the Ten Commandments. And so I'll begin reading here in Exodus 20. "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now remember, Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments from God. It hadn't been that long since the Israelites, had been delivered from Egypt. And now they were at Mount Sinai. God gave them instruction through Moses, and now these Ten Commandments. And so it's fresh in their minds that God had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They also knew about all the gods of Egypt. They had seen those, and they saw God defeat every one of them and to show them that their gods are worthless and have no power. And here he says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And so that is what we are familiar with when we say the Ten Commandments. When you hear that, you think of those things, and there's certain ones that stick out in our minds and we remember easier than others. But these are the commandments that God had given to Moses. Remember, they were written on stone tablets that God gave to Moses. And I remember one time I was attending a little prayer meeting, and we went into the office of this one pastor, and he had on his wall, he had a little picture of the stone tablets, and the Ten Commandments was written on there, and just below that, underneath, it said they were not called the Ten Suggestions. And that just kind of stuck in my mind. I thought, yeah, that's kind of interesting, because some people have not regarded the instruction that was given here by God. And certainly the Israelite children, they had lost regard for them many times in their journey through the wilderness and in their life following that. There was a constant battle and a struggle about the commandments of God and what God had instructed his people. And you can read through Leviticus there and find the law. God had many, many, many guidelines for his people. And they got kind of hung up in some of those, as Lord willing, we'll take a look at that. But I wanted to take a look and just get our thoughts going about commandments from God. And some of the questions we might ask ourselves is, are there commandments from God in the New Testament? And, of course, we know there are. We may not be so familiar with them. I don't know. I just read one out of Acts. God commands all men everywhere to repent. But if there are some, then what are they? Do we know what the commandments of God are? And how do we know what is for us today? We can read the Ten Commandments, and we can read different things in the Bible, and people get confused sometimes and wonder, is this for us? And the Scriptures tell us, and God is plain in what he gives us in his word here, and we can know what's for us. We need to examine the Scriptures and ask God to enlighten us and to open our eyes and to be able to read clearly and understand his will for us in this life, and that he doesn't just have suggestions for us, but he has commands for us. And I'd like to especially look at the commands that are given to us in the New Testament, things that were given us from our Lord Jesus or from his disciples, how a person is supposed to conduct himself after becoming born again and being a child of God. And so that's what I would like to be able to take a look at this week, at least for part of the week, and just get our minds thinking about some of these things that God has written to us in the Scriptures and has given to us. And we know that not all of the Old Testament law applies to us today. We don't have to take the blood of bulls to a priest that he can offer to God, and for our sins there, those things have been fulfilled completely through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so we don't have those. But there are many things that God is still wanting for us to implement in our lives. And he gives them to us, and he shows us in his word. And so, Lord willing, we'll take a look at that even tomorrow. And I'm not sure how long it'll take us to go through, but we'll take a look at them and see how the Lord leads us here. And so I'd like you to just be thinking on those things. If I was able to take you to scriptures that talks about a commandment from God, are you willing to take it seriously? Am I willing to take it seriously? I hope we would consider those things. And so I would like us to be in prayer and with a heart of obedience to the Lord as we go through these scriptures, and we'll talk about these some more tomorrow. So God bless you, and may you have a day that is blessed by the Lord, and may He give us hearts to have a great desire to obey Him. God bless you.